Welcome to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and you can find me online at gloriarand.com. So today we're going to be finishing up our interview that I did with author, entrepreneur, and he's a former Wall Street Journal columnist, and his name is Mike Michalowicz. And he has been sharing with us and over the last two episodes some information about how you can, as a small business owner, can really become much more profitable than you may already be. And the premise is to take your profit first. And it's something that I've been doing for a while, and I definitely recommend it. It's a tremendous way to be able to make sure that you are actually enjoying the fruits of your labor, frankly. It's real important to be able to do that. And because, you know, if you're in business, for whatever reason that you've gone into business, you also have to be able to enjoy, you know, some of the fruits of your labor and be able to, you know, use it to spend time treating your family, treating yourself. And with this plan, Mike has shared with us, it really helps you to be able to do that. So in this final episode today, I start off by asking him about something that he mentions in the book, and it's a concept called TAPS. So let's hear Mike explain what exactly TAPS are.
So TAPS stands for Target Allocation Percentages. It is the essence of how we should allocate our money to these different accounts. So in my book, In Profit First, actually on my website too, I have a resources page, you'll find I list based upon a company's revenue what each TAPS should be set to. So if your company is doing, as a very small company, and under $250,000 in annual revenue, you're likely the only employee. So a large TAPS should be set aside for the owner's pay, around 60%, I'd argue, maybe 10% for profit, 15% for taxes, and that leaves about another 15 or 20% for operating expenses. But as the business grows, say, $500,000 to $1 million in revenue, now we start bringing on employees. Operating expenses will increase, maybe approach 30, 40, 50%. Our owner's pay will decrease. We won't take as large of a percentage, not 60, maybe take 30 or 20. And as our business grows more and more, we're less of an employee, less owner's pay, but our profit allocation becomes slightly bigger and the amount of becomes much bigger to us. The essence is this. People come to me and say, Mike, you know, how do you know what percentage I should take? You know nothing about my business. I'm so unique. Well, these are simply targets, target allocation percentages. I argue as an owner, you should take 60% or 40% based upon these different revenue ranges, 10% of profit and 15% for taxes. But if you do that from day one, your business won't have the time to adjust. Maybe you've been spending a lot more on expenses and not paying yourself anything. Well, if you start taking a lot of salary for yourself, you may not be able to cut expenses back quickly enough. So what I argue is these are your TAPS, your target allocation percentages, but starting today, start at 1%. Because if you just take 1% profit, for example, you won't even feel it. $1,000 mm-hmm. comes in, you take $10 and allocate the profit, and $990 is left over to run your business. You won't feel it, but you'll start building a habit. You'll start building a habit. And then every quarter, every 3 months, you increase that percentage by 1%. So your profit was at 1%, now you're taking 2, then 3, then by the end of the year, 4%. And you keep increasing it until you get to your TAPS, until you get to the target. That's what the TAPS is. It's where you want to end up, not necessarily where you should start.
Okay. Now, what should a business actually really be looking at and doing then every quarter?
Yeah, so every quarter we have this money accumulating. So like I said, you go into this 10-25 rhythm, so you have money coming in and you, you're allocating money to a profit and so forth. Then at the end of the quarter, so the quarter ends, this quarter we're currently in as we record this, ends in June. So on June 31st, I think that's the last day, you look at your profit account and you take 50% of the money out and you use it for yourself as the owner. It's your celebratory fund. So the first thing you do every quarter is you take a profit. You take a profit distribution. It's a wonderful, wonderful moment. It's because it's a celebration and there's money coming to you. The other thing you do once a quarter is you adjust your percentages. Can you ramp these up a little bit in profit? Can you take a little more in owner's pay? Can you cut operating expenses just by a little bit? But the key is this. Every quarter, you make small adjustments. I know people, as I've taught the system, to say, well, I'm going to start taking a 30% profit as soon as I can. And they go into the quarter making a huge leap, only to find out that they can't operate their business with so many cuts and expenses, and then they revert back to an older, smaller profit. The key is this. We always want to be pushing forward, and it's better to push forward by small steps than try to take giant leaps only to unwind the whole thing a little bit later, because that defeats the system. So every quarter, slowly adjust your allocation percentages to pursue higher profits, to pay yourself even better, and to reduce the cost to operate your business.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. And that is. It's going to make it a lot easier for people to do it that way, too. I think, you know, if you do it, that gradual, incremental type of adjustment, I think, is definitely going to be, it does make more sense. And it'll be a lot easier for people to get into, like you said, get into the habit of doing this. So if they're starting small, you've got room to grow. It's a lot easier.
Right, right.
Now, is there any kind of risk, though, in trying to, you know, start doing this profit first, you know, handling this thing all by themselves, you know, especially like for, you know,
oh, yeah, good question. Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of people hear this. I hope folks are listening in right now, Gloria, saying, holy cow, this is so simple. I'll do it right away. And yes, you should. Start immediately. Go to your bank today and set up those accounts. You can do it online, likely. Get it going. The problem is, if you do it just by yourself, meaning there's no one holding you accountable, you can run into trouble. And the trouble is this, that one day you don't have enough money to cover some expenses, and you say, I'll borrow from my profit account. No one will be the wiser. And that's the day the system comes undone. So join an accountability group. Kind of like if you want to work out at the gym, it's best to have a workout partner. Because the day you don't want to go to a gym, your workout partner's like, hey, I'm on my way. Are you going? You'll get up and go, or vice versa.
Yeah.
So you can support each other. The only problem, by the way, with the gym scenario is when your partner says, I don't want to go today. You want to not go? And you're like, no, I don't want to go either. And then you go to Dunkin' Donuts, and that falls apart. So
That's true.
It happens, right? So I've done that too. The key is to get into a group of accountability partners. I recommend 4, 6, maybe even 8 people in a group together, because then someone, at least one person, is always on and pushing the group forward. I have on my website, I talk about it in the book, a thing I call profit pods, and it's purely open source. But if you want to do profit first, this whole process I told you, and be held accountable, you can start a profit pod. You can go onto my website, MikeMcAllowitz.com, and on the resources page, I have all the guidelines. I don't charge a penny for it. It's totally free. The only rule I have is that you're not allowed to charge for it either. It's open source, but you can run a group. And one of the benefits of running a group, by the way, is when you're the one who starts this, you become the ultimate enforcer to yourself. Ultimately, you know, the teacher's the best student. Same idea here. If you start a profit pod, you'll hold yourself to the highest degrees of accountability and be highly profitable. And then one other thing in this area of accountability is there's accountants, bookkeepers, other financial gurus and professionals that have become certified in Profit First. Those folks, now you have a person that, you know, does accounting for a living. They understand all the nuances of money management and accounting for small business, but they've also started profit accelerator groups similar to a profit pod where there's accountability. They're kind of giving inside tips and tricks to growing your profits even faster. So here's the thing. If you have an accountant and your accountant's not talking to you about how they can maximize your profitability, you probably have not the right accountant. You probably have a bad accountant. You know, go to my website or drop me an email. I'll gladly introduce you to someone an accountant or bookkeeper that's certified in Profit First and will not just take care of your taxes, that come tax season, and take care of your books. They'll show you how to become more profitable in your own business.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because that's exactly what I was thinking of. I'm like, you know, yeah, what if your accountant really doesn't get this concept? You know, it's like, what are you going to do? But that's good to know that you have some resources for people to be able to help them out there. Now,
yeah, totally. And, you know, and if you love your accountant, they just don't understand the profit aspect and aren't helping with that, I'll gladly talk with them too, or at least one of my colleagues, and we can explain to the accountant how they can help you out if you want. We'd love to do that gratuitously.
Well, that's good too. Excellent. Well, thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, one other thing here, because I know a lot of small businesses. Small business owners do get into this problem when they're trying to grow their businesses. They wind up accumulating a lot of debt, you know, credit card debt or business loans, what have you, and they need to work it off. Now, how can they take a profit, or can they?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's actually when I came up with this profit first system for myself. That's that piggy bank moment. It wasn't that I just had lost all my money. I was accumulating debt fast. I actually, at one point, had $50,000 of credit card debt. And I remember